Hi, my name is Greg Armstrong, and on today's podcast, we're going to be discussing MS, better known as multiple sclerosis. We're going to find out what MS is and the effect it has on people who suffer from it. So I've travelled down to the Scottish borders to meet Kirsty Barquist, a girl who has struggled with MS from the young age of 19.
Hi, my name is Kirsty Barquist and I am originally from Peebles in the Scottish Borders. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at the age of 19 and I'm just past my 6 year anniversary. Originally, when I was first diagnosed, I was told that I was very young to have the diagnosis, but it's actually quite common for people to be diagnosed in their early 20s. So it wasn't that uncommon. I have what's called relapsing and remitting MS, which means I have a relapse and then I'll go into remission. So I'll have an attack from my MS, and then so that could be anything. I could have a mobility problems or speech problems or eyesight problems, and then I will slowly get better and then I'll maybe have another attack if it's me. I was 19 when I was diagnosed, and I felt for a good couple of years after that I was in denial about the whole thing. I didn't really want to accept it or reach out to anybody about it. I just didn't want to, and I really now wish that I had. There are so many resources and places you can get information and help and just support and speak to other people that have MS, such as the MS Society. Most places have a local branch that they can speak to, and that's really, really helped me. And you'll probably find that they can get you in touch with like-minded and people that are your age and go through the same kind of thing to speak to about it, because it's something that you can feel very, very isolated and alone when you're first diagnosed. And right the way through, I mean, I still get days like that. There's quite a few types of MS. The type I have is what's called relapsing and remitting MS, which means, kind of stated in the name, that I have a relapse, which means I have a kind of attack from MS, and then I'll go into remission and it'll slowly get better. There's also benign MS, which is somebody who's been in remission for over, I think it's 15 years, and there's secondary progressive and primary progressive, which are forms of MS where you slowly progress constantly. You don't get better from an attack. It's progressing. So, at current, I'm relapsing and remitting, which has been quite difficult for me because I've had quite a highly active form of relapsing and remitting. I was having several relapses a year, and each affecting different parts of my body, each affecting different ways for me to either mobility or mentally. It's a very difficult condition to have.
So now that we know what MS is and what effect it has on the body, what can people diagnosed with the disease do to receive the help and support they need? I met Claire, a member of the Peebles MS Society, to find out some more information.
Hi, my name's Claire George. I'm going to be 40 years old next year. I was diagnosed with MS when I was 19 years old. I was actually at university studying to be a nurse. As you can imagine, it was a bit of a blow to the system just with being so young, and I had never imagined that that could be the reason for all the symptoms that I was having. I was first introduced to the MS Society about 7 years ago. When I was first diagnosed 19 years ago, I had no interest in joining the society at all. I just felt that I was young and quite well, and I went along to one meeting and was just faced with a lot of people who were in wheelchairs, and it really frightened me. The MS Society is actually a really good first port of call when you are newly diagnosed. They've got a fantastic website which has access to all different areas which you can tailor towards your own personal circumstances. As well as that, the local branches offer groups, be it a coffee morning group or a pub group, and that's another avenue for support because you get to meet other members, because that's all important.
So that's it for this week's podcast. Hopefully we all have a better understanding of MS and how to go about receiving the support you need. A big thanks to Kirsty Barquist and Claire George for their time, and good night.